Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey guys, it's Chris. I don't want to take too much of your time here tonight on the big 100th episode of Title IX. You certainly didn't tune into this thing to hear me, but I did want to offer a congratulations and a shout out to the ladies. You know, when I came up with the idea for this podcast and the pairing of these two, I did want female voices, females to have a voice on Cyclone Fanatic and our growing podcast network. But I guess it wasn't... You know, we didn't do this because, oh, they're women. That wasn't really it. I met Elisa at a meeting through another friend, and she talked to me about her passion for podcasting. And believe it or not, I had known little Stephanie since she was like 19 years old in college. So this goes way back. Like, this is a really, thing that's been 15 years in the making or so. I think, and I'm just really proud of what it's become. It's a great podcast. It's not a great female podcast. It's a great show. And we've all laughed with them over the years, and sometimes even there's been tears. But I'm just so proud of them, what they've become, what the show's become, and, you know, the future that it has. A couple of influential women here in Central Iowa media, and it's right here in our network. So, yeah, enough of me. It's going to be a great show tonight, as always. Cheers to 100. Cheers to another 100 and more. Let's get on with the show.
The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Rhode and recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Title IX podcast on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. The entire Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network is fueled by Cody Rhode and made possible thanks to our friends at the Wild Rose Casino and Resort. I'm Steph Copley, here with Elisa Woods. Elisa, it's episode 100!
I can't believe it, but I also can believe it, but I can't believe it, but I do believe it.
And you guys, we have a very special guest with us. We're throwing it back to the early days of the Title IX podcast. Joined with us is Jared Stansberry.
What's up, guys? What's up? It's good to be back.
Wow.
That's all you got? Are you kidding me?
What more do you want?
Who invited this guy?
Bring the energy.
Congrats on 100 episodes. I can't say that I ever would have thought you'd make it to 100, but I guess I never assumed that anything's going to make it to 100 nowadays. So congratulations.
I think, thank you.
Wow.
You guys have staying power. That's what you've proven. You've got the staying power.
The immediate shade.
It's not often that I'm at a loss for words. No. And I'm actually
let's just ask the burning question that I'm sure many of our listeners are wondering. Jared, do you have a girlfriend?
I do have a girlfriend.
We did it!
Thanks to us?
Yeah, thanks to you guys. It only took 100 episodes in what, 4 years?
We didn't say we'd be fast.
Would you like to give her a shout out?
Yeah, shout out to Emily. I'm sure she's listening. So yeah, shout out to you. Yeah.
What's Emily up, girl? Is a delight. Jared, in the, you know, the sports phrase that everyone uses, you know, I outkicked my coverage. Jared literally outkicked his coverage.
It's true. It's true. I'll admit it.
All right. All right.
Okay. Well, do you have anything else you want to share before we tell you to get the hell out of here? Who invited him anyway?
No. I want to hear more from Jared.
On a serious note, I just want to say I'm proud of you guys for doing this. And obviously we appreciate you guys for everything that you've done for Cyclone Fanatic and for bringing your voices to the website. And I appreciate how you guys continue to use your platform for spreading what you guys want to spread and having your message and sticking to it and letting anybody else dictate to you guys what you are and are not going to say. And I can appreciate that. And I'm proud of you guys. Cheers to another 100. All right.
Jared.
You redeemed yourself.
Hey, I had to do it.
You go and redeem yourself.
That's what having a girlfriend does to you.
No, I will say I was thinking about this. I really knew it was going to work when we did the Kobe episode. I was thinking about
when
I really knew that it was like going to have an opportunity to like stick around because of how well you guys did, obviously tackling what was a really tough story and really shocking story at the time. And that was kind of the one that always sticks out to me as it's like, okay, yeah, no, this is a thing now and it's not going anywhere.
This is the second time Kobe's come up this weekend. And it's always just like what could have been moment. But I appreciate that, Jared. That was
really nice, Jared.
What
Thank
are you,
you
looking at?
I'm looking at the game.
Okay.
Well, that was really sweet.
Hey, Jason Tatum's up here trying to do it for Kobe. So, we're locked in. But no, you guys have a good episode. Enjoy all your shout outs and everything. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Well, we love you.
Yeah. Love you guys too.
Bye, Jared.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay. That was really nice.
It was nice. Sandwiched by Jared.
Oh, what a way to kick off 100.
I know. Well, we're out there.
So the other person that has run along with us since the beginning is, of course, the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State. We have to give them a huge shout out. They joined us as a sponsor very early on, probably before they knew what they were getting into, and they've stuck with us, and we appreciate Ivy and everything Ivy does for the Iowa State community and here at Cyclone Fanatic. So thanks to the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State for being a longtime sponsor of ours. Elisa, I feel like we should get to some actual business and then get into the celebration of a hundy.
Okay. Let's do it. The real business? What business do we have here?
Well, we at our last episode 99, we were talking about how we became a tennis school.
Yeah, we did become a tennis school. And then right after that,
they didn't get the Title IX bump.
They did not get the Title IX bump. But holy cow. Obsessed with them?
I think we are. I have not paid attention to a tennis match live. I mean, I paid attention to Iowa State tennis over the last couple of years as we've watched this trajectory, but I haven't watched a tennis match live since I was in college. And I was up late in bed watching on a tiny screen on my phone, and it was stressing me out so much that I switched from the live feed just to the stats. So I was laying in bed. I was like pulling my screen down to refresh every 5 seconds because I didn't, for some reason, the live feed was too much for me to handle.
I feel like I'm rubbing off on you because that I just knew it would be too much. And also it was just like video. I just can't. Let me just read what's happening.
And it was late and it was on some random YouTube this, it felt like some 17-year-old who was doing the announcing, and he did, was great, but it was like too much energy at 11 p.m. for me to handle. It was just too much. But we came up short, came down to the last singles match we had to win to advance, and we didn't. But I will say it was one of the more exciting nights of Cyclone sports that we've had in a while. Totally unexpected season. And what a ride.
It was crazy.
What a ride.
I mean, I don't know. It was just, it's one of these things where it just makes me think about the, that Barstool tweet that was like, that everyone got worked up about.
Oh, the one that started said, the Cyclone Mountaineer. Yeah. Yeah. The, what sports, or we don't have anything to look forward to till football or whatever.
Right,
it was.
Right.
Joke's on you, Barstool.
Yeah. You guys are missing out on a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Go on your little summer vacay. We'll stay here and hold it down for you.
That's exactly right. And it was just awesome. I'm happy for our tennis team, looking forward to the future. And yeah, I think it's safe to say we're for sure a tennis school now.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to argue, right? I have some fun shout outs for you, unless you have any more cyclone related business to get to.
Nope, I didn't. All I had was tennis.
I have a silly question that I know the answer to, but I'm going to ask it to you anyway, just for beeps and giggles.
Okay.
Have you seen the movie Air?
Is that with that dog, with the dog that plays?
That's Air Bud. This is about
I haven't seen
the
Air
Michael
Bud.
Jordan sneaker, the the creation and evolution of how that became a thing.
I did mention I would be willing to see that.
Okay, I saw it. It was
Arnold
great.
Took Rosa to the mermaid instead. So.
She's probably a better movie date than you anyway, if
oh,
we're being
I'm
honest.
Sure she is. I'm certain she is.
Air was a great flick. It's Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. It's just the creation of how Nike... It's about how Nike got Michael Jordan and the creation of his sneaker. It's a great movie. But the reason I mentioned it is because the Jumpman brand, the Michael Jordan brand, is still a booming business here in 2023. And Sarah Mensah was the first woman to be named president of the Jordan brand this week. So we have our first female president of the Jordan brand, but this is not her first time making history. In 2021, she made history by becoming the first Black woman to lead Nike's North American business as both vice president and GM of the that particular market. And so she's no stranger to dealing with billion-dollar markets. That market was $166 billion market, and she's now the president of the Jumpman Empire, which reigns in an estimated $5 billion in annual revenue.
That's insane.
Before Nike, she was vice president and CEO of the Portland Trailblazers, and in her tenure, their revenue increased by over 100%. So she knows what she's doing. This woman is well-prepared to go make some cash.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So it was just kind of a cool full circle moment to see that news come out right after I watched the movie.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for filling us in on
you
that.
You need to watch it, Alisa.
Let
that be the one movie you watch in the next 10 years.
Whenever it comes to streaming devices, maybe I'll have it on in the background.
On streaming devices right now.
Okay. Well,
then some things never change.
Probably not going to happen.
As they say in Frozen 2, some things never change.
We watched Frozen 2 today.
Are you kidding?
Rosa watched it. It was on in the background. Speaking of streaming devices, though, did you see that Roku launched the Women's Sports Zone?
I did see this.
Yeah. So it's an in-app feature that provides access to live women's games and on-demand content, a lot like the Sports Bra in Portlandia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I
so
cool.
Is it basically just like you turn on Roku and it's the, like you just click on that particular, is it like a section in Roku is what I'm
yeah,
asking?
Yeah, I think okay. It's like an app, like Roku kind of, I don't really know how TVs work to be totally 100%
because
honest
you're 75 years old?
Because I am. I still walk up to the TV and turn it on and off because I can't figure that out. I press on and nothing happens. So
it's a category within the app is essentially
yes,
what it is.
Yeah.
That's really
well,
cool.
I think that Roku is the overarching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's apps within it.
Okay,
and so I
right.
think there's a women's sports app.
That's pretty BA.
From what I understand.
You know what that means? That means there's
what
demand
does that
for
mean?
It. And
it does.
That means they are catering to demand. And as we keep telling you, the demand is growing.
Yep. And it has games, and it also has like documentaries. The Megan Rapinoe hosted docuseries Prodigy is on it.
Cool.
So, yep. Lots of cool stuff to watch.
WNBA opening weekend attendance numbers came out. Phoenix Mercury led the way with numbers of 14,000. Seattle Storm, second place, with around 11,000 fans. Across the league, we averaged 8,500 fans for opening weekend attendance. And I looked, and the 2022 regular season average was about 5,600 people. And it's interesting because I've been looking at attendance numbers from the league's opening year in the late 90s through last year. It hit its peak in 1998, the second year of the league, with around 11,000 people. And it's steadily declined in the years since. And that's interesting to me because that's opposite of what we've seen essentially across the board in all other women's sports. Mid-2000s, we kind of hit a steady number of about 7,500 people. And I'm curious to see if, as we've seen this crazy boom in the last 5 years, if the WNBA numbers match it. But I think there's this weird, we've talked about this last week too, or last episode too. There's this weird dilemma with the WNBA where it's so small that there's just not room for, there's only room for so many stars.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I mean, it says that 42% of the 2023 WNBA drafts are still on rosters for the tip-off.
Yeah, that's it.
Like 42%.
Of the draft. That's, yeah, and there's what? How many people drafted? Like 20?
Right.
I mean,
basically. 20. Like less than half the number, 36 people were drafted. So 15 of the 36 people.
That is wild.
I know. Drafted. So imagine like the biggest day of your life, you get drafted into this league that you've been waiting for your whole life. You have less than a 50% chance of staying on a roster.
Man, that's rough.
Yeah, that's incredible.
We have to figure that out though, because you have these big college names. If they're not transitioning over to the WNBA, you lose eyeballs because the eyeballs now, for better or for worse, are on the college game. And so if you don't have those stars playing, I mean,
that's why they're talking about adding teams. They're talking about adding the Canada team and another team.
Yeah.
So it's happening, but it needs to happen pretty quick.
Yeah. I think it's all happening too slow.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No. You go ahead.
Oh, I just saw that the Aces season tickets went from 4,000 in 2022 to 5,500 this year. And then the New York Liberty season ticket membership jumped 200%.
Okay. That's good. That's great.
So in person is like exploding, and we can only assume that streaming, whatever you call watching things on TV, that's also going to explode.
The Liberty are stacked, by the way.
Yeah, they are.
The good news is, drum roll, please, our girl Ashley Jones made the Dallas Wings roster.
Yeah, she did.
She got her first bucket in the opening game last weekend. Knowing what we know with how hard it is to make a roster, I was so nervous for her. Not that it's like, oh, her, you know, it's Ashley Jones. It's just that like the statistics are stacked against her.
Right.
So I was thrilled to see her make the roster.
Yeah. And she's like, they have pretty cool social media that I started following on draft night, and they've been highlighting her a lot. I mean, they highlight everybody on the team. They do a really good job of like, I mean, when there's only 12 people on the team, it's not that difficult.
But I have to tell you something a little embarrassing.
Yeah, go ahead.
So in the days leading up to their final roster cut, where they had to submit their final, you know, like they still had two more people to cut. I went back in their social media and I was trying to figure out which videos Ashley was in or wasn't in to see if, you know, if they were highlighting the team members they for sure knew they were.
Oh,
And she wasn't in a lot of them. And I was like, oh, God. Oh, God.
You overthought it.
I totally overthought it. Because she's here.
You overthought it.
I don't ever overthink a thing. It's fine. My last piece of news before we get into the fun stuff. The Women's College World Series field is set. We mentioned it last episode, but the actual College World Series starts on Thursday, June 1st. It's the double elimination format. Final two teams play a best of three series for the national title starting on June 7th. No surprise here, but the number one seed overall is Oklahoma. They face off against Stanford. or Stanford. It's no big deal, but Oklahoma's only won 48 straight games.
And that, okay, also
48 straight.
And I heard that this week and I was like, oh, that must span many years. No, no, they've had like 52 games this year. So.
Yeah, which is also crazy. Softball's nuts. Yeah. That's the longest streak in D1 softball history. They took the mantle from Arizona, which had won 47 in a row from 96 to 97. So
you never know what can happen, though.
No, that's true. Especially in a game like softball. If the bats are dead or if someone's having a really off or on night pitching, you want to know the coolest part about this, though, Elisa?
Yeah, tell me.
All of the games are on either ESPN, the main ESPN, or ABC.
Love to see it.
You freaking love to see it.
Love to see it.
No but more of the plus.
Do you love to see it? That's the question.
You know I do. Okay, do you want to get into the fun stuff?
Yeah, let's do fun things.
Okay. Let's take a quick break before we go into the fun stuff and thank our friend Hopewood, who does a will in a day, hopewoodjd.com. Use the code FANATIC for $50 off. It only takes a couple of hours to get everything in order, and Hope is a Cyclone fan. She is fabulous, kind, and wonderful. Hopewoodjd.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we focus on one big thing, developing, producing, and marketing superior corn hybrids. A big part of that is doing all the little things right, no matter how small, to keep our customers coming back. Turns out, the little things aren't so little after all. Wiffles Hybrids, one thing done right, and all the little things too.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, Elisa. This is EP 100.
EP 100.
And I want to tell you first and foremost about some things that we have outlasted during our run on the pod.
Okay.
Number one, Will Smith being a well-liked celebrity.
Okay. Well, rough times.
Tom Brady and Giselle.
Oh. Is he getting with Kim K? Do we know?
Speaking of Kim K and Kanye.
Thank you.
We've outlasted their marriage.
Well, that
we've also outlasted Kim and Pete Davidson.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Donald Trump presidency.
Next.
A worldwide pandemic.
Oofda.
But what I am most proud of outlasting is Jared's bachelor era.
Oh,
We did it.
We outlasted it.
We sure as hell did.
Was today the hard launch, or has he hard launched it on any of the other pods?
I don't know.
You know he likes to be quiet about that.
He does. I saw him say girlfriend in response to Crystal Bloom's tweet or something random.
Okay. And
I knew he was seeing her, but the word girlfriend is big for Jared.
Yeah. We heard about her a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah.
Excellent.
And he was so nervous about it that he wouldn't even tell us her name for a while.
I can't imagine why.
I mean, it's not like we would have gone on Facebook or Instagram or any social media channel and stalked her. Oh, wait, we totally would have.
Yeah. A lawyer and somebody who used to work in TV. Yeah, we would have.
And just two nosy women.
Yeah. True. Very true.
We've outlasted all of those things. And I, okay, so truth is, we started this thing in the late summer of 2019. And I think about how much the world has changed since then. What?
Yeah.
There was a lot of nasty stuff that went down in the, in the subsequent couple of years. And this podcast has been such a fun, creative release outside of all of the bad stuff that happened. And then when all of that bad stuff went down, like, again, a worldwide pandemic, right, it really became kind of a life float for me. And I think in a lot of ways, you too. So I just thought we could talk about some of the favorite moments of the podcast. Sure. What do you think?
Yeah, and I've prepared a little something, if you don't mind.
You do your little something whenever you'd like to do your little something.
Let me just start this off by reading a poem I wrote. Okay. And did not rip it off from anyone. So if it sounds familiar, it's not.
You're drunk.
No. I hate the way you talk to me, the way you always care. I hate the way you have good ideas and how you're always there. I hate your funny tangents and the way you read my mind. I hate the way you almost ate that whole watermelon in that one episode that one time. Do you remember that? That was so fun. Anyway, and the stories that you find. I hate the time we both wrote poems for Christmas as a joke. I hate the subjects you bring up and the combos it provokes. I hate meeting up with you in the Jack Trice parking lots and hanging out with the girls at delicious dinner spots. I hate getting those texts. Can I be a bitch real quick? Then we proceed to complain for an hour about a guy on TV being a, well, you know, it rhymes with quick. I hate the way you know your stuff. I hate it when you're right. I hate it when you make me laugh, even worse, when you're polite. I hate it when you find great guests and the fact that you know them all, but mostly I hate the way I don't hate you. Not even close.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. Not even at all. Thank you.
Elise.
Scene.
I have simply no idea what you could have possibly ripped that from.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
That was amazing. My cheeks hurt.
Good.
Oh,
it's an original.
That was so good. I had forgotten about the watermelon episode.
I had not forgotten about. Somebody the other day was like, you know, you could probably eat a watermelon all in one sitting. And I was like, I know someone who tried on the podcast. And you had this big like Tupperware full of it. And I was like, what is going on? And you're just like chomping away at it.
Yeah.
You almost ate it.
I almost did it. We have the photographic evidence to prove it.
We do.
I still, that night did not ruin me. I still love watermelon.
I love that.
I hide it from my children, actually.
Oh, funny. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So that beautiful poem, one of my favorite moments was exactly what you said when we unknowingly came to the podcast for a Christmas episode, both having rewritten 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Oh, no.
And you guys, the best
You're
part,
so stupid.
The best part though, I came in like convinced that I was going to completely shock Elisa. Like I was like, there's no way. And then Elisa jokingly said, what if we did the same thing? And I was like, there's no way. There's absolutely no way. And there was a way. It was exactly what happened.
And my other favorite part of that is that you took like many days to write.
Like a couple
yours.
Of weeks.
And I think I took like 2 hours right before the pod to write mine.
Not that's so true. Another favorite moment, our first guest of the podcast, Brooke Johnson, who is now become one of our very good friends. Mm-hmm. And she brought us wine, these little, what do you even call it? Like a wine sweater?
A wine
it was literally
carrier.
A sweater that goes
carrier.
Around a bottle of wine. And now we know how much Brooke
koozie.
Loves. Koozie. A wine
koozie?
Bottle koozie. Yeah. Yeah. And she just, I think back to that now and I'm like, that's hilarious. I didn't know this person. And now I text her 85 times a day. It's just
She's
weird.
She's brought like so much like color and enthusiasm and positivity to our lives. We love her.
Yes, we do love her. So I'm thankful that that helped us cross paths. obviously having Holly Rowe on the podcast. And if you guys remember, I was thinking about how did we even get Holly? It was through Twitter.
Yeah.
She was she in town for like a Hawkeye practice or something? Spring practice or something like that?
Oh, I thought she was in town for college game day.
It might have been game day.
You might be right.
Either way, we saw she was coming and we were like, oh, hey, Holly.
Right. And then everybody tweeted at her like, you have to do this.
And it was awesome. She was delightful. Yeah. And then we got Tracy Wolfson on the pod. Yeah. And she was just like, you know, when you see someone on TV and you're like, wow, I bet she's really nice and thoughtful. And she was. And then we got to meet her. My family got to meet her at a Chiefs game. And she remembered like the details of our conversation. And I was blown away by that. Think of how many conversations she has with people like nobody's like us all the time. Right. She remembered. Some of our listeners slid into our DMs and provided some their favorite. Mike Martz, our merch guy at Cyclone Fanatic, said he loved when you listed the foods that we should have at Jack Coast Stadium.
That was a pregnancy fueled list.
That was one of my favorite because you went on and on.
I know.
And on. And every time in my head, I'm like, she can't top that one. You topped it.
And we were in person for that. And I remember Jared just being like, are you seriously still going?
And I remember we always sweated when we were in person at those.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
But I was like, my back was dripping because I was laughing so hard. It was so good. A couple of listeners, Caitlin and David, said the 12 days of Christmas that you did with the Maggie Espen Miller mug.
I know.
And I cannot, that song, it stuck, Elisa. Like that is, you know, when you hear the Blue Oyster Cult song and he's like, more cowbell. I can't hear that song without inserting Will Ferrell saying, and what do we mean, more cowbell? That's the same with the Maggie Espen Miller McGraw. Yeah. That's how the song is for the rest of my life. Let's see here. Steve, our friend Steve Kemp, who we have to share a little bit about at the end of the podcast. He said he loved our rants about Kim Mulkey. Mm-hmm. I don't ever remember ranting about Kim Mulkey.
I wonder who rants about Kim Mulkey.
I don't. That's weird. I don't have any memory of that. Our rivalry with Meyer and Blythe. You know who didn't last 100 Eppies?
Oh, ouch.
Meyer and Blythe.
And I bet they're not even going to listen.
What happened to them?
I heard that like one of them became a nun and the other one took an oath of silence.
That's what I heard too.
I don't know which is which, but I hope the oath of silence is Todd, but.
A girl can dream. Sean Jankowski said he loved the Robert Goulet. My friend Brad said he loved Robert Goulet too. Honestly, that was so fun, but I lost my voice for a solid 2 weeks.
I remember that.
Speaking of Brooke Johnson, I went to a We Will luncheon with Brooke and she had to translate for me. Like I had to whisper into her ear so she could speak to the table because I had nothing.
Had We Will already started by then?
No, this was like do we want to, do Brooke and I want to join? That was,
gotcha. Okay.
Yep. Do you have any other favorite moments?
I don't.
Okay.
They're all my favorites too.
But I have to get like, because this wouldn't be a Title IX episode unless I got a little bit sappy.
See, I knew that you were going to get sappy and I was like, I got to get a little weird because I know she's going to get a little sappy.
Obviously we laugh every single episode so hard to, again, the point where I have sweat dripping down my back. But my favorite thing about this podcast is that I really feel in my heart and soul that we have used this platform for good. We have taken all of the things that we have screamed into the void for years and started screaming them into a microphone. Mm-hmm. And that includes things like you've talked about, Elisa, that you're passionate about and knowledgeable about, but like NIL and how female athletes are in a unique position to take advantage of the NIL rules. That's something that Elisa and I listen to sports radio in Des Moines a lot. That's something that has been misinterpreted and misspoken about over and over again. And Elisa just continually corrects it here. And I'm just really proud of you for doing that. Another one of those scream into the void issues is the time slots and channels that women's sports are on. It's so obvious. It is so obvious, but it hasn't been done before. And suddenly we're seeing in the last 5 years, women's sports being on ABC, ESPN, primetime, and the numbers exploding. Well, no kidding. But again, mm-hmm. that's something that we don't hear a lot about because the vast majority of people who speak about sports are men. And that's one of the things we have hopefully just completely beaten into your head as a listener.
And I think that, like, speaking to that, I'm sorry, but I have to say but like speaking to that, we have also seen for our entire lives hearing, well, women's basketball doesn't make any money. You know, mm-hmm. women's college basketball doesn't move the needle. It, you know, football is paying for women's basketball. And we've kind of taken the blanket off to reveal that that is because of the way that their deals are structured. Mm-hmm. And through the restructuring of deals, we've seen that change a little bit. And through a number of different things, we've seen women's sports and women's basketball especially really changing. And I think, like you talked about what we outlasted, I think that we've maybe come close to outlasting that notion that women's basketball doesn't move the needle monetarily.
Especially as the NCAA is just about to renegotiate that contract for sponsorship of the NCAA basketball championship. And it had previously lumped in so many other sports. And this is the first time in a long time when they have an opportunity to really say, no, we hear you, we see you, we're going to take advantage of what's been there. And mm-hmm. you're right, Elisa. I think this could be the first time that that happens. And the other thing that seemed that's obvious, but then no one points out except us, is something you say a lot, Elisa, and that's that we have to remember the WNBA or women's sports in general are in their infancy compared to the major men's sports. And we have to stop comparing or allowing people to compare the WNBA to the NBA or, you know, anytime, because there truly are apples to oranges comparisons, and it's not fair, and it's actually doing a disservice to women's sports. And I just think, I'm sure some of you get really irritated with us saying these things over and over, but unfortunately, those things have been ignored for so long. So we have to say them over and over with the hopes that eventually someone hears it and it finally sticks and they listen and then they start saying it. Because these things we're not out here, you know, making up numbers or making up statistics. These are the numbers are what they are. And it's time for us to start recognizing that.
And I think that one of the huge things about our podcast is that you have this like analytical mind, and it's just this like lawyer mind that you mm-hmm. have a way of getting to the bottom of things and explaining them the way that they truly should be explained, not just repeating something that you heard on a national talk show
or seeing a headline.
Yeah. And I think that that's one of the things that's helped us be a show that people get interested in listening to, is because you bring just that, the truth and the honesty and the breakdown of what is actually going on with some of these deals, this, you know, all of this stuff.
Some of the lawsuits, that's made a big, especially the U.S. Women's National Team. Those have mm-hmm. been landmark, atmosphere changing things that have happened since we've started the podcast.
Yeah. And I think in women's sports in general, there have been a lot of lawsuits, and that's honestly, sadly, in America, how things change is through lawsuits. And so I'm lucky to have you beside me to explain those lawsuits to me.
Oh, that's why I went to law school, is for that moment right there. I'm going to say one more thing, and I don't mean this to sound arrogant or woke or whatever word you want to say, or a feminist or blah, blah, blah. That's what Nora would say. Blah, blah, blah. That's what my 5-year-old always says. But the truth is, we are some of the only women with the sports voice in Central Iowa. And I know the podcast goes beyond Central Iowa, but that's where we are. In the news, on radio here locally, it's mostly men, and it's mostly older middle-aged men, and we're kind of it. Heather Burnside is obviously on the radio here on KXNO, but outside of that, we're kind of it. And it's been frustrating sometimes for me and Elisa. Some of our texts are very vulnerable and that we're talking about really sensitive stuff because there's just a perspective that we feel like has been missed for a really long time. Because when you are a white male in Iowa and you're only talking to other white males in Iowa, you're going to miss stuff. That's just the truth of the matter. And we've tried really hard to bring a different perspective to the conversation. Despite us having the microphone, sometimes we feel like we're still screaming into the void. Mm-hmm. But thanks to all of you who have reached out to us over the last several years, we also feel like we're making a difference. Mm-hmm. And we want to continue to make a difference. So Elisa and I have had a lot of conversations about making sure that we are being inclusive of different perspectives, of minority perspectives, whether that be men, women, race, whatever the case is. But we're committed to that and we're not going to apologize for it. Mm-hmm. And I think we both take that really seriously and we take it as a badge of honor as well.
And I think one of the commitments that we want to make in the next 100 episodes is to bring on some of the people who are affected and inflicted mm-hmm. by the issues that we're talking about. So we're not just those same talking heads that we get so frustrated about. Right. If there is an issue that people of color are facing, why don't we bring a person of color on to talk about it? You know, if there's an issue that white middle-aged men are facing, then we'll talk about it for them. No, I'm just joking.
But seriously,
but
we will.
I'm saying, yeah. Yes, I know. We have talked about this at length and talked about it over and over again, and we just want to say it like on air to say that like we want to be held accountable for bringing on people onto the podcast, giving them voices, because a podcast is a really interesting thing. Like to be on the radio, you have to be hired by somebody and, you know, they have their own idea of what they want the radio to be. But as far as this podcast go, far and away, like we dictate what we talk about on this podcast. And so, and anyone can go out and dictate what they want to put on a podcast. Anyone can start a podcast. Literally, you could talk into the mic of your phone and put it onto a podcast and it would work. And so I think that that's the beauty of a podcast is that we can really say anything and we want to be saying the things that impact people in a positive way.
That's right.
And we want to be bringing people on to give them the opportunity to also like talk to all of you guys, all of our listeners, to tell you the issues that they're facing or the successes that they're having.
Yeah. So, I mean, we joke about it and we say it jokingly all the time, but truly, like if there is someone who you think would meet that would be interesting for us, slide into our DMs or email us or email Jared or wherever you can find it, because we're committed to that. And we've both talked about how important that is to us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's all I have for being cheesy.
Very Gouda.
Very Gouda. So do you want to tee up what our listener Steve Kemp did for us?
Or do you want me to? No, I can.
Okay.
So we have this friend named Steve Kemp, and he is so supportive of the podcast. Yes. And he
and
wants
Cyclone
the best
Fanatic
for us
in general. Like
Yeah. And you'll find him on the Cyclone Fanatic
message boards.
The word just left my head. All the time talking about a lot of stuff, thankfully talking about us sometimes, you know, relaying to us what people are saying if we miss it. And he's just been a support for us, and he was very excited about the 100th episode, and he got us really excited about it. And so he pulled together a bunch of shout outs for us and talk to a bunch of people, talk to a bunch of, well, you'll hear who all he talked to and who all he got chased down to tell us whatever I haven't listened.
No, not listened. No, okay, I haven't listened.
I haven't listened. So I listened to the first like 3 seconds of one that Steph sent me today because she didn't know if it was working. Yeah. But it was working and it was glorious.
And full disclosure for everyone listening, I don't exactly know what I'm doing. to make these play. I'm like 85% confident.
Do we need to call Jared?
No, not yet. I don't want to call Jared unless we absolutely have to.
Jared.
Jared had his 5 minutes with us, and that's all. He doesn't want to deal with us either.
Of fame.
Okay, so we have mostly video clips, but you'll hear them too if you're listening on the podcast. But I think can I start with an audio one because I'm really excited.
Yeah,
about it.
Yeah.
Do you know which one?
Probably.
Let's start with our friend.
There's two audio ones. So.
Yes. Let's start with our friend of the podcast, Holly Rowe. No big deal, you guys. It's Holly Rowe.
Okay.
I'm going to try to make this work. Okay. Cross your fingers.
Hey, Title IX. It's Holly Rowe from ESPN. I wanted to say congratulations on your 100th episode. You are such wonderful hosts, such wonderful fans, promoting sports in such a beautiful way. Congrats and all my best to you.
Alisa! That was Holly Rowe.
That was so good. I have goosebumps. It's going to happen for the rest of the podcast, I know, but.
Of course, that was Holly Rowe. Oh, my God.
What if I throw up? I'm not going to throw up.
Don't throw
up.
Wait. Okay, wait. You're in the bathroom. Elise is recording in the bathroom. You can throw up.
In the bathroom. In my husband's bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Holly, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Holly.
Holly would like to rescind her congratulations.
I'm so sorry.
I'm crying.
I wish you the best.
Well, that's the last we'll hear from Holly.
We're obsessed with her. If you couldn't pick that one up. Okay.
All right. Get it together. I have a headache now. All right. Let's do a video clip next. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm not going to say anything. You'll know who it is.
Congratulations, 100 episodes. You should be so proud.
Wait, guys, this is our friend Brooke Johnson.
Congratulations, 100 episodes. You should be so proud. It's been such a delight going on this journey with you over the last few years. I was so proud and honored to have been the first guest of the Title IX pod. Can't say I was your best guest, but I was thrilled to be a part of it nonetheless. I can't believe that I gained two lifelong friends that I can actually talk sports with when we go out and about and don't have to feel apologetic in the least. I knew you both were the real deal pod when you interviewed Holly Rowe a few years back. I was pretty nervous for you both. It was the big stage and I wasn't quite sure how it was going to go. And as I was listening to it, I had tears in my eyes. I'm pretty sure I cried. I thought it was insightful. I thought it was educational. And I thought you really had this amazing conversation and we're able to articulate just where and how we feel that women's sports can go and all the opportunities that we have yet to untap in this world for women's sports. So thank you for that. You guys always bring such an amazing viewpoint and creative commentary to world events, not just for women's sports, but all sports and current events. And I thank you for that. I'm so proud of you both. Cheers to 100 episodes and the Chicks Pod definitely rules. Love you both. Bye.
Why is she the greatest?
He was wearing the Title IX podcast shirt.
Yes.
To all the listeners who can't see her. Oh, Brooke.
We love her.
Love. Brooke Johnson is a gift to the Cyclone community and just humanity in general. She's one of the
humanity
good ones.
In general.
She's lovely.
I love her.
And I think my kids want her to be their mom. I'm just being honest.
I would like also for her to be my mom.
You're right. That's a good point. I'm not even mad. It's just true.
Right. Also, YouTube bronze beauties. I look like a sickly child over here. No one watched this video. Oh, the lighting in here. It's not the lighting. It's just my
face. Wearing my Title IX pod shirt. Wait.
Oh, I'm wearing
not your
just a gray shirt.
That's all right. Okay, this next one is from longtime Iowa State women's basketball assistant coach Jody Steyer.
Congrats on the 100th episode of the Title IX podcast. We sure appreciate your support and look forward to following for many years to come.
Oh, very formal, but that is very her.
Yes, of course. And I'm curious because there's a little bit of a women's basketball train here. Do you just want to keep going?
Yeah, let's do it. I do want to say that like Jody is a personal friend of mine.
Yes,
her
daughter
is a really good friend of mine.
Yes, let's do that first. I was going to compare Coach Steyer, Coach Fennelly, and Coach Shaban, all of which gave a shout outs. And I was curious about their demeanor. But yes, okay, Jody is.
Yeah, so she's become a friend of ours, of my family's, and she's like done so many awesome things for us. She's gotten us great tickets, and she pulled Nye over to talk to Rosa, my daughter, one time, and like Nye brought her into the locker room and stuff. And she just like has, and every time I see her, she's just so grateful that we're at the game, that we support women's basketball, we support Iowa State basketball. She's the greatest.
How long has she been an assistant to Coach Fennelly?
Like no
basically
idea.
Since the beginning, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of incredible.
Yeah.
That staff has had like next to no turnover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry. I got distracted because I was thinking like I've seen her. I feel like she's well and all of the pictures of their childhood memories are all them in Iowa State gear. Like the kids too.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Long time. All right, let's hear from, I don't know if you guys know him, head coach Bill Fennelly.
Cyclone fans, 100th episode of Title IX podcast with Stephanie and Alyssa. Hope you all tune in, be a part of it. They do a phenomenal job covering all things Cyclones. Listen in, you'll love it.
It was a promo.
I know, with Cy in the background.
Yes,
too.
I was in the background giving us a thumbs up.
I love that.
And then we have one more from the women's basketball team from Coach Shaban.
Hello, Cyclone Nation. Excited to be here with you. We're excited. We're celebrating our Title IX 100th episode. Hope you join in. You're going to find some great facts. We love you. Take care. God bless. Go Cyclones.
How great was that?
I love it. I love it. And she was just like,
you got
working.
Coach Steyer, who's she like,
yeah,
you know, like very straight laced,
yeah,
down to business. And Coach Shaban wants to party with us.
Yeah, I will and
too.
Then Coach Fennelly, I think Steve caught Coach Fennelly at the tailgate
tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tailgate tour, and that was so cool of him to to ask them to do that for us.
Yes. This next one is a couple of friends of mine, Brad G. from who I went to Iowa State with and got worked in the athletics communications office with, which is kind of what started this. I mean, if I go back to like what prepared me to host a Title IX podcast, it was probably that internship with Iowa State, and Brad was there for that. So let's play this one next.
You're already laughing.
Hey,
Steph and Alyssa, it's Brad and
Kelsey.
Congratulations on episode 100. We are so excited for you guys, and we are big fans of the podcast, as you can see.
Woohoo!
Sure. So happy for you guys. We're going to keep listening in. Excited to hear episode 100.
Congrats.
So Kelsey, so Brad works for the Chiefs now, and Kelsey is an Iowa State grad who Brad hired as an intern, and she actually just got a full-time job with the Chiefs. So now there are two Iowa Staters in the Chiefs front office. Yes.
I love it.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything about this next one. Okay. You'll know who it is.
Hey, Steph and Alyssa, this is Coach Campbell. Hey, just give me a shout out on your 100th episode anniversary. Listen, congrats all you're doing to make a difference, and really excited and all your support of Cyclone Athletics. Go Clones.
Good.
Coach Campbell's got a nice looking tan.
Yeah. And he was very, was he sultry with that congratulations? Was that a little salt?
Do you want me? Is that the word? Salt?
Salter? A little salter?
Do you want to watch it again?
Yeah.
Should we really?
Run it back.
Hey, Steph and Alyssa, this is Coach Campbell. Hey, just give me a shout out on your 100th episode anniversary. Listen, congrats all you're doing to make a difference.
He's being sultry for sure.
He is. We will say a couple of them say my name wrong, and I know that some people are going to catch that and say something. I will tell you, it doesn't bother me.
It bothers
all.
Me. Like, I want to go fight bothers, people for you.
I know. It bothers my husband, and it bothers my dad. It does not bother me. So, never has. I answer to anything that starts with a vowel. I don't know. It just doesn't. Nothing about it bothers me. So I'm happy to be
Alyssa Woods. I'm Steph Copley. You get Alyssa Woods all the time. I get Steph Copley all the time. So you get the short A or short I, and I get the long O, and it should be the other way.
I get
way
Alyssa, Alicia, Eliza.
Eliza.
Allison. Eliza. What? There was a guy that I worked with. Okay, so there was a girl that I worked with that called me Eliza all the time, just as like a joke. And her husband thought that that's what my name actually was. And then one day she called me Elisa, and he's like, it's Eliza. And she's like, no, it's actually Elisa. And he's like, what? But yes, I've gotten Eliza a couple times.
There's a couple people in my life right now who call me Copley, and it's been going on for years, and I don't have it in me to correct it, but like I have to, you know?
Yeah. I have a great aunt and uncle who I'm pretty close with that call me Alicia, and I just don't care.
If your family calls you Alicia, you don't give a crap if Coach Campbell does.
Right. No. Yeah. I don't care if Coach Campbell calls me Alyssa. I don't care. I love it. Great. I know talking about me, you know what I mean? Like, don't call me late to dinner. There was like a delay for a second, and it was just silent after I said that, and then I hear like,
it's because I had the silent laugh.
Yeah, the joke didn't land, and then I was like, oh no, it did. Okay, what's the next one?
Another head coach of ours.
Hi, this is Coach Dresser, and on behalf of my team and my staff, we want to reach out to Steph and Alyssa. Congratulations, number 100. That's a big one. We love your Title IX podcast.
Yay, Coach Dresser! He's become one of my favorite coaches to ever be involved in Iowa State athletics. Like
he's pretty cool.
He says whatever the hell he wants to say. He dresses like a superstar. Like, his sweater game, unbeatable, untouchable. And I just think wrestling coaches are out of their damn minds. And he is out of his damn mind in a level that I can appreciate. And so he's one of my favorites. All right, another Cyclone legend. You ready?
Okay. I'm TJ Altzelberger. I'd like to give a shout out. I'm TJ Altzelberger. I'd like to give a shout out to the Title IX podcast for the 100th episode. Go Cyclones.
He was wearing that wasn't even a Smedium. That was a Medium. That was not a Smedium.
Maybe he heard you. He heard you saying something about
I'm disappointed.
Him.
I want the Smedium. Steve, can you go back and get one from Coach Otz while he's wearing a Smedium?
No. We love him. I have made cakes for his children. Let me just put that out there.
I love that. And thank you, Coach Otzelberger. Okay, this one is a non-Cyclone. This was a guest we had on the podcast a while back. This is one of the owners of the Kansas City Current, who is my favorite National Women's Soccer League team. I don't know if I've ever said that on the podcast. This is Chris Long. Are you guys ready? Here we go.
Congratulations, Steph and Alyssa, on your 100th episode. It's just awesome. Thank you so much from all of us at The Current for all you do for women's sports, the storytelling. It's awesome. I can't wait to watch this episode and continue to follow you all.
How cool is that?
Also, can I just mention his background with the basketball hoop, very similar to your background with the basketball hoop. Very similar.
He has this beautiful manicured lawn with this beautiful basketball hoop. And I'm sitting in my basement with a torn up, Little Tykes hoop in the background.
Fisher Price. I will say his podcast is one that I really enjoyed. That was an interview that it changed the way that I looked at a lot of things and looked at it's it changed the way that I looked at like investing in women's sports.
Yes, because
in the way that they do.
To remind listeners, he talked about how he sees it as truly an investment. I mean, he's not doing it for charity or for his, you know, to build up his goodwill. He sees it as a money making venture. And that's why his family has invested a lot of money and his businesses invest a lot of money in owning the Kansas City Current. And that was kind of one of those validating moments, Alisa, where we were like, yeah, we know. Thank you for saying what, you know, like putting your money literally where your mouth is.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from our friend Leah Nelson.
Hey guys, it's Leah Nelson from Iowa State Softball. So proud of you guys and congratulations on 100 episodes of the Title IX podcast. Keep paving the way for women in sports.
Leah's going to go places, you guys.
She's so cool.
She is so cool. I want to be like Leah.
So cool. Are we like Leah now that we're grown up?
No.
Did you say no?
Okay, absolutely well. Not. She's way cooler than us.
We're kind of cool. Do you think she thinks we're cool? For moms?
Yeah, for moms, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Let's just stop there.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. We have two more. I'm going to play. No. We have three more. This is a message from Ryan Burchett, who is one of the founders of the Mississippi River Distilling Company, who also was very much behind the Cyclone Fanatic Cody Road connection and relationship.
Alisa and Steph, 100 episodes of the Title IX podcast. That's so awesome. All of us here at Mississippi River Distilling Company say congratulations. You know, I think our favorite episodes have been those ones where you talk about Cody Road bourbon, or maybe sometimes you cook with Cody Road bourbon, or other times when you cook with Cody Road bourbon and then you eat it and you get a little buzz going, or when you drink a bunch of Cody Road bourbon and then the podcast is hilarious. Well, we're looking for more of those. So cheers, girls. Here's to 100 more.
So true.
I love that. I love that. When you cook with Cody Rowe and we're both like,
Yep. That's right. Are you still making your vanilla that's infused with bourbon?
Yeah. Yep. I am.
Look at all of the ways that we have found to use Cody Rowe outside of just straight up drinking it.
I know.
Thanks, Ryan. That was awesome. Okay. We have another audio one. This is the one I sent to you, Alisa. I hope it works.
Yeah.
This is the 100th episode of the Cyclone Fanatic Show, Title IX. I'm Ashley Jones, a former Cyclone on the women's basketball team and current Dallas Wings basketball player. Congratulations and a huge shout out to Steph Copley and Alisa Woods on their 100th episode of the Title IX podcast. The work they have done to help raise awareness and continuing to promote the equality in women's athletics is amazing. They also have been great advocates when it comes to NIL and women's sports with their amazing work with the We Will Collective. Without Title IX, my sisters, teammates, and many others wouldn't be able to play and participate in the sports that we love. I was fortunate enough that through Title IX, I was able to participate and find a home at Iowa State to continue to play the game I love with so much support from my teammates, coaches, and the community. Keep up the great work and continue to support our amazing and strong women athletes. Go Cyclones!
I almost just said go State at the end of that. She's right though. Like, she talks about Title IX. She's talking about our podcast, but then she dips into talking about like actual
the real
Title IX. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what this is all about. I mean, it was tongue in cheek, obviously, but we wouldn't be here. We'd have nothing to talk about. You guys, that's WNBA star Ashley Jones to you.
Yep.
Okay, last but not least, the Godfather.
Okay, go.
Hey, Cyclone Fanatic fans, just wanted to say congratulations to Steph and Alisa on the 100th edition of the Title IX podcast from, I was told to say this, the Godfather.
Yes, I was told to say this. I'm obsessed. Obsessed.
Oh my gosh. Alisa, we're so lucky.
I love that.
Holy cow.
My face hurts from
smiling.
Should
we just quit now?
That's it. Guys, our 100th episode is our last. I'm just joking. You got to put up.
We're going out on top. Oh, man, that was awesome. Thank you so much to Steve for putting all of those together for us. And to all of you who contributed, we really, really, really appreciate it. We feel the love right now. And thanks to everyone for the last 100 episodes for listening, for reaching out to us on Twitter, for emailing us, for talking about us on the message boards. We love it all. And keep doing it. Keep reaching out to us. We seriously love the interaction.
And tell somebody about the 100th episode of the Title IX podcast on the Cycle and Fanatic.
And buy your shirts and wear them around this summer and talk about the
next pod. And explain that to people.
Yeah. I gave one to my boss. I gave one to my whole family. Husband. Yeah, we all have them. You're not cool unless you have your Title IX t-shirt, right?
It's true.
Well, I feel the love. I feel very grateful for the last couple of years. I feel grateful for every single episode out of these 100. And Elisa, I'm looking forward to 100 more.
100 more.
Go Cyclones.
Go State.